I'm going to try to record a little bit of an audio boo before my voice is completely gone. But really excited. I think the sweetest words in the English language are, your order has been shipped from Amazon. As I said in my last audio boo, I just ordered a DSLR camera from Amazon. It's a Canon T2i, along with a couple of lenses. And I'm really psyched. I've really been reading up on how to best use a DSLR in order to shoot some video, and could not be more optimistic about it. Hang on, I need a drink here. I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a load of fun. The ability to shoot, you know, slightly special sort of things like excellent, convincing slow motion, you know, that alone is pretty much worth it. So it's going to be fun. I've been looking at getting my old blog back up and running. I started a blog a while back called DIY Sci-Fi that basically deals with traditional methods of special effects in film, and why I think it's going to be time for some of those old school methods to shine. The type of stuff I'm talking about and what the blog would deal with was, for instance, model building as opposed to CGI techniques like that you'd think would be lost, but I believe that there is going to be a good place for them, simply because very frequently they offer advantages that are really going to appeal to independent filmmakers. There's an idea today that, you know, CGI can essentially solve everything. And if you've got enough time and you've got enough money to throw at it, CGI can solve just about anything. That's the key thing to know here, is that CGI works, and it works very well. And if you've got the resources, there's not much of anything you can't do with computers these days, if you're looking for special effects, visual effects in a film. We're also getting into the point I think the future of filmmaking is going to be much smaller films made by sort of, you know, people like myself that are not giant directors. We're not getting tons of money from studios. We're on a much smaller scale. And that being the case, there's never been a better time to bring in some of these more traditional special effects and visual effects, to bring these things back into service. And the reason is because very frequently where finding someone to do a really sophisticated computer-generated design might be difficult, finding a very low-tech way to do it not only could get the job done, but it may add a visual style that is kind of difficult to copy in a computer. Like I said, a computer can do just about anything. I'm under no illusions there. But when you're a small-time director and you're trying to tell a story, could very well be some of these old techniques that were a pretty big deal, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, could be called back into service to do something remarkable, you know, to do something that would take your story and really sort of push it beyond. But that's the goal of the DIY Sci-Fi blog, and I just haven't had much time to get into it. I've had an incredibly busy few months, but could be time to revisit it and sort of see what kind of future it might have in it, because I have a feeling I'm about to have a lot of fun with a brand new camera.